You are my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. In the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Obviously, we are in Lent. And today we read in the Gospel that after his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, the Spirit does not just drop him off in the wilderness to fend for himself. The Spirit continues to abide with him, enabling him to grow stronger through this season, this 40 days of testing. And as a result of the testing by the devil, Jesus grew stronger in his convictions, in his relationship, and with his dependency on God the Father, and he grew stronger in his identity as the Son of God. And that is what God desires and has always longed for with us, a deeper personal relationship that is fostered by these 40 days of Lent. Much of our lives is a journey of discovering who we are, and to do so requires relationships. We can be a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a friend, an acquaintance. And all of those labels are reflections of relationships with other people. But our primary relationship is with our Creator. We are God's children. It's a common practice during Lent to focus on our Lenten disciplines. We give up or sacrifice something like meat on Fridays or chocolate or perhaps our time on our cell phones or the internet. Or we take on something for Lent, like reading scripture every day or additional devotions every day. And we believe that the disciplines in themselves are enough. But the purpose of having a Lenten discipline is to remind us to be intentional in reflecting on the inward journey toward God of Lent. It is a way of purposely making space for our spiritual life that we should always be nurturing but seldom prioritize. And just focusing on our Lenten devotion, like checking it off in a box, can prevent us from going deeper. Jesus' journey into the wilderness was more than just a physical journey. It involved navigating the inner terrain of his heart and his mind, where he had to make choices, difficult choices, life-altering choices. And throughout his ordeal in the wilderness, Jesus remained steadfast when tempted by Satan. Tempted with some very common temptations of hunger. He was out there with nothing. Take these stones and make them into a loaf of bread. And Jesus replied, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Tempted by the possibility of having power. And Jesus said, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." And tempted of putting God to the test. And Jesus replied, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Well, our wilderness journeys, our experiences will take different forms than Jesus did. Perhaps our wilderness is in the form of illness or persecution or the death of a loved one or relationships that need repairing. No two of our lives or our trials are alike. But we will be challenged to navigate the inner terrain of our hearts and our minds where we'll be called to make choices. Choices about how we will think and how we will act. Life-altering choices that may also impact others. And some may be very difficult choices. We are and will be challenged and changed. But by the grace of God, we will be stronger in our convictions, wiser in self-knowledge, and more compassionate, closer, and more dependent on God. It is through our struggles that the Holy Spirit guides us in changing our perspective and opening our hearts to others, and most importantly, fostering greater trust and dependence and a deeper relationship with God, our Creator. Author and theologian David Lowe said, "In short, I would argue that temptation is not so often temptation towards something, usually portrayed as doing something that you shouldn't be doing, but rather is usually the temptation away from something namely our relationship with God and the identity we receive in and through that relationship. Too often, Christians have focused on all the things we shouldn't do instead of pointing us to the gift and grace of our identity as children of God. But the devil knows better. Notice how each of the temptations today of Jesus in the wilderness seeks to erode and undercut his confidence in his relationship with God and therefore undermine his identity. So I ask you, where do you find your identity? Is it from your ancestors? St. Patrick's Day is coming. Is it your Irish? Perhaps it's your Italian or Polish or African or Native American roots. Is it from your denomination, the Episcopal Church, or perhaps where you've come from in the past, Baptist, Methodist, Roman Catholic? Is it from your state? I'm from New Jersey. I could say I'm from Brooklyn, because that's originally where I come from. Is it from your nation? Is it because you're an American? Or do you receive your identity through your baptism as a beloved child of God? Like those Israelites wandering through the desert, we sometimes forget that it is God who has called us, who has provided for us, and who cares for us like Jesus has cared and the Israelites were cared through their wilderness journeys and trials. So I say to you, may you use this Lenten time not only for your disciplines, but to make sure that you use those disciplines to strengthen what is most important, and that is your relationship with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.